Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
From bureaus worldwide, this is CNA 938 World Report. I'm Benji Hyer in London.
And I'm Jagruthi Dave in Washington, where former President Donald Trump will make history once again later today as he faces an unprecedented second impeachment trial in the US Senate. He was impeached last month in the House of Representatives and stands accused of insurrection. At stake, the former president's ability ever to seek public office again in the USA. His lawyers say they will present a multifaceted defense of Donald Trump's conduct in the hours leading up to the January the 6th invasion of the congressional building on Capitol Hill by his supporters. Our US Bureau Chief Simon Marks reports.
The former president will watch his impeachment trial from his palatial post-presidential quarters at his Mar-a-Lago golf club in Florida. Not for him, an in-person appearance in Washington. He has dismissed a request by Democrats for him to show up and testify. Instead, his brand new team of lawyers has indicated they will deploy a multifaceted approach at the trial in a bid to secure the former president's acquittal. First, they'll argue the process itself is unconstitutional. David Schoen is one of the president's new legal eagles, hired just a week ago.
The impeachment proceeding is intended for the removal of office of a sitting officer. The impeachment occurred the impeachment occurs in the House, of course. That occurred while President Trump was president. But they held the articles until he was no longer president. Trial didn't begin. There's absolutely no jurisdiction in the Senate to try former President Trump than there is any other citizen in the country.
He spoke on Fox Business, but most constitutional scholars dismiss that claim. They argue that the trial can go ahead precisely because the impeachment of the president by the House of Representatives took place while he was still in office. So the lawyers have other weapons in their armory. They'll argue that the president didn't incite the riots, but that his insurrectionist supporters acted off their own bat, to which it is likely the Democrats will respond with video suggesting precisely the opposite. First, the president's words themselves.
We're going to walk down and I'll be there with you to the Capitol. And we're going to cheer on our brave senators and congressmen and women. And we're probably not going to be cheering so much for some of them.
Then the words of some rioters when they were confronted by police on Capitol Hill just 90 minutes later. The Trump legal team will also argue that even if the president's language may have encouraged some protesters to riot, his words are covered by the First Amendment to the American Constitution guaranteeing freedom of speech. Finally, they argue in their legal brief that Donald Trump won the election, even though he didn't. A further attempt to justify the president's actions by claiming he was simply trying to overturn an injustice that plainly did not exist. For Democrats, the next few days will be a challenge. They need 17 Republicans to switch sides if the president is to be convicted. Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House of Representatives, argues whatever the outcome, the process itself is vital.
If we were not to follow up with this, we might as well remove any penalty from the Constitution of impeachment.
One man not apparently planning to spend much time focusing on the trial is President Joe Biden. At the White House, spokeswoman Jen Psaki told reporters he's got a country to run.
I think it's clear from his schedule and from his intention he will not spend too much time watching the proceedings of any time over the course of this week. He will remain closely in touch with Speaker Pelosi, Leader Schumer, and he will leave the pace and the process and the mechanics of the impeachment proceedings up to members of Congress.
Tuesday is likely to be dominated by a debate about the constitutionality of the trial. The Democrats have the votes to push that aside relatively quickly. Then the meat of the proceeding gets underway, and the Democrats don't currently have the votes to convict Donald Trump and ban him from ever seeking elected office here again. So by the end of the week, the first president ever to have been impeached twice may also be the first one ever to have been acquitted twice in the US Senate. I'm Simon Marks in Washington.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.